Hi, everyone. Dr. Will Horton here. And today I want to talk to you about habits, because a lot of us have good habits and bad habits. And we all dream of designing the kind of life that we want. We really desire to make those changes, to get rid of the bad habits and to incorporate the good habits and make them a permanent part of our life. Why is that so difficult? Well, it's not your fault that you don't know what you don't know. A lot of that information isn't out there. We're still working on assumptions that's been handed down in the change world, whether it's psychology, hypnosis, or NLP for about 50 years now, at least, right? And psychology forever, hypnosis for at least the last 50 years consecutively, and NLP for over 35. They're using models that really don't affect long-term change. And of course, there's people that benefit from our pain. We all know that. We constantly get an email, change this, change that. I'll teach you the secret to this, whether it's stop smoking, lose weight, whatever it happens to be. And so you take the class hoping you get one or two good ideas, but it doesn't seem to really work. And, you know, I'm like you. I've wondered this for years. Before I even got into the NLP world, I was an addiction counselor. And I always wondered, why do some people give up their addiction, alcohol, drugs, smoking, gambling, whatever the addiction is, why do some people give it up and other people can't? And also, that's not just getting rid of the bad habit. How do they keep a good habit? So if you want to start an exercise program, a better eating program, a meditation program, whatever it happens to be, why don't you start it and you do it for a while and it doesn't work? So since we all know that, about a year, I've really been studying what's the difference that makes the difference. Of course, I first applied it to addictions and I found some similarities. And then I really started studying the neurology of habits. What makes habits so hard to break bad habits and just as hard to create new habits and keep them? And there's a lot of those myths out there. It only takes 21 days to make or break a habit. Bullshit. You know, we've all seen the people that have stop smoking for several months, if not a couple of years, and then go right back to it. Of course, in the addiction world, we see it with drinking, for with days, weeks, months, years, even decades. Same with eating, same with exercise programs. You see people start an exercise program, stick to it for quite a while, and then totally disappear. Well, now we know there's some very basic things, and I promised some information in this that you can use. Well, one of the reasons, once you set a neurological habit, once you've got this neurological pathway in your brain, it will stay there forever. It doesn't totally extinguish. It's always there. So if you fire it up, if you fire it up with the right cues, you're going to go back to that habit, whatever that what it was, whether it's weeks or months later, right? And same with creating a new habit. If you create a new habit and you're trying to stick to it, you have to do some certain things to make it permanent that most people don't do. You know, we think that erroneously that our intellect, that doing it for the right reasons, our health or family or something like that is going to ensure that the change happens. We know that that's not true. You know, again, coming from the addiction world, we see people that know that if they do this one more time, they're going to jail, they're going to lose their job, or they're going to lose their family, and yet they do it. So the intellect won't override these deep neurological pathways. Well, what we know now is that they can not be overwritten, so to speak. You can create different cues that the cue that used to go into, let's say, the addiction, the bad habit, whatever it is, can take you into a new habit, a better habit. But there's a specific way that you have to do it. And again, one of the things you do is when you look at someone that actually starts and keeps a good habit, especially in their adult years, if you started a habit as a young person and you keep it all through, it was said earlier. But how do the people that create a new habit keep to it for years, if not the rest of their life? Right, not just periodically. That is the key. And it, again, it's based on how your neurology works. It's based on using the way your brain's set up with the different parts of your brain, right, to get down to the hippocampus and make changes that actually will take create a cue that will take you into a new behavior. And that's what creating a new habit is. And how powerful are habits? Well, habits, that's how you live 90% of your life. You do not think about it. You do not think about it. And also, too, and the power of that, too, is, and we overlook the fact that if you develop a habit, other people see you with that habit. You know, at one point in my life, I smoked cigars. And people knew it because I was always smoking cigars. Well, I quit. And yet for probably 6 or 7 years, people around me would still give me cigars. Why? You know, they hadn't seen me smoke. In their head, they had anchored in that idea that I smoke cigars. So I would thank them and rather than argue, I would just pass them on to somebody I knew, right? So we all have that. And there's all these different loop and feedbacks that are going on in our brain at the neurological level that we have to begin to realign. And again, too, in your own personal life, again, how powerful is it? When you drive, you do certain things. You just do certain things. You don't think about it if you've been driving a long time. If you are lucky enough to get certain things imprinted young, it will stick with you forever. You know, people that that grew up where you had to buckle seatbelts are much more likely to buckle their seatbelts than generations before where, it wasn't that big a deal. So there's some things. There was a study done, and, you know, in the class that I'll be offering, the NLP Life Coaching, all about habits, how to break bad habits and how to create new good habits. I looked at something that they did in, I think it was the Netherlands. And what it was, there's a lot of people riding bikes there, and they ride on the same side of the road we do in the car. So when a driver would open the door, boom, you know, they would hit a person on a bike, or the bike, you know, would hit the door because it would open quickly. And they tried all these things, and it didn't seem to work. Excuse me. But one of the things that they did is they added this thing where they started teaching people when they were driving, you know, how you buckle your seatbelt, or you reach out, you unbuckle the seatbelt. And then you open the door. Usually in American cars, you're here and you use your left hand, you just open the door and look out. What they added was when you went to open the door, after you unbuckle your seatbelt, you had to use your right hand. So you had to cross over to open the door this way. Well, what that does, as opposed to this way, is it causes you to look into the mirror and it opens your peripheral vision so you can see movement out of your peripheral vision if there was a bicycle there. It cut down on the thing immensely. Well, they found, of course, that the people that they were teaching this when they were first learning to drive, it became part of the neurological habit. And, you know, the people that had been driving for years or decades, they had to apply different techniques to get them to do it. So why is this shows us how our brains actually work? So if you have these things hardwired in your brain, how can you change them? How can you change this? And there's a few missing ingredients that a lot of people don't know. You know, one is the idea that you have to make the new habit not just intellectually appealing and even emotionally appealing. You have to have a visceral hook, right? And that's what we'll be talking about in the course, how to create that, how to create a craving for the new habit, how to make it basically like an addiction so you don't even think about it. And again, we act like this can be a bad thing, but if it's done right, it can free up your mind to do a lot of things. What if you instantaneously had to go work out, right? And you tried all the tricks, put your gym clothes right at the foot of the bed, so you had to put them on first thing in the morning. Well, guess what? You know, some people, I know I've tried that with people, and you find, you know, it's 11 o'clock, they're still in their gym clothes, drinking coffee, playing on the internet, or whatever it is. Doesn't necessarily cause you to do anything. There are some things that you can do to use how your brain actually works to help you to make these changes and speed up developing the good habits, and not so much overriding the bad habits, but changing so what the cue that used to get you to go this way can now get you to go that way. And it's not as simple as a lot of people in the NLP and the hypnosis world would say. And the evidence for that, go to a hypnosis conference, go to a psych conference where these people know all this stuff about our brains, and they're not exercising, they're not eating right, they're not making the changes that they would tell their clients that they have to make, and yet there they are. So that's what this course will be about. It's the NLP Life Coaching Habit Control. It'll be starting in June, probably second week of June. It's going to run 6 weeks. It's going to be twice a week for 6 weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Look for more information. I just wanted to get this out there to my group, because my group and the people that sign up early, and you have to email me at nfnlp@aol.com or nfnlp@nflnlp.com, or of course, those of you that know my personal email, drwillhorton@gmail.com, shoot me an email and I'll get you in at a very, very discounted price. And of course, if you've taken my other life coaching courses, there's a special discount for returning students, so you can really get in on this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, it will be recorded, and you can do it. If you miss the live class, you can do the recording and you'll at least get that. And it'll be a lot of fun. I want to do it in the summer because it's the time of growth. It's the time of sometimes our practices slow down. You know, I'm in the middle of starting a new practice. Our practices slow down, So it might be a good time to begin to tweak our personal lives, right? We got into this field to help other people, but who helps the helper? Last night I was at a party and there was a doctor there and he sang a song about who cares for the caregiver. And we're going to try to get that recorded and put it out there for people. So this could be some time for you. So you can develop the habits that you know you need to do. And it could be any kind of habit. I'm working with someone now that wants to write a book, and we need to get, we're developing the habit of where they're going to write so much every day, or we've got a special thing that we're working on, and it will be to make them basically, you know, almost like a compulsion to write. Well, what good is that going to be? Well, if you want to write a lot of books, you have to write a lot, you know, and you have the information up here. You may have the ideas, but are you doing it? You know, a colleague of mine, Kevin Hogan's written, I don't know, I lost count of 20 something books, and, you know, he has a systematic way of doing it. And so why not do that? Whether it's write a book, of course, your diet, your exercise, maybe start a meditation thing, maybe start your ritual differently, whatever it happens to be. That's what we'll be working on. We're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, it's going to be great. It'll be testable to see how well you do. And it'll be going on through time. Of course, one of the bonuses is when you get in on my life coaching course, this one, you'll have access to the course I just did right before it, which was NLP Life Coaching for Prosperity. This course will be totally different. It's going to do in the 12-week, but it's not following the typical life coaching model. It's going to be very specific for this one thing. So join me. You'll be getting an email later in the week. Those of you getting this on the email, if you see this online, this is the day before. It's Memorial Day weekend here in the U.S. So middle of the week, it'll be posted on the internet, and when and how to sign up for the class. I look forward to you seeing you as we trudge the road to happy destiny. Have a great day.